You're listening to the Fairies and Folklore Podcast by Renal. I'm dark fantasy author Renal Jansen van Veeren. With nearly a decade of digging around in dusty folklore books, researching creatures of imagination that ignited my curiosity, I'm here to share the folklore in a nutshell and how I reimagined it for my writing in An Origin of the Fae. This is the Fairies and Folklore Podcast. Hi, I'm your host, Renal Jansen van Veeren. You can just call me Renal. In today's episode, we're continuing our exploration of the Fae realm. We'll start this podcast with small, everyday Fae. Today's fairy, sprites. Folklore in a nutshell by Renal. Sprites are tiny creatures from European folklore. It can also be spelled as sprite or spriggan. They are depicted as fairy-like creatures. In some circles, sprites refer to air elementals, while in others, they refer to water elementals. I've already covered elementals and, as we know, sprites aren't part of that classification of fae. In other circles, sprites are the size of large insects with dazzling color and glistening membranous wings. They live in forests, bathe in dew, and eat pests that bother the gardens of the fae. Shakespeare's Ariel in The Tempest is a sprite. Irish folklore holds that sprites love water and can be found near lakes and rivers. As long as you don't threaten them, they won't be aggressive. Though beautiful and elegant, their feelings towards humans are ambivalent. In J.M. Barrie's Peter Pan, Tinkerbell is everything a sprite is said to be. Capricious, mischievous, quick to anger and spite, but also helpful and loyal to friends and loved ones. And the author claims that because of her small stature, she can only feel one emotion at a time. Completely green and dressed in foliage, or more reminiscent of colorful insects, sprites are everything small and whimsical we were led to believe about the Fae. And now for my interpretation of the Fae. In An Origin of the Fae, sprites. Tiny, green, winged fairies who live in Magmel on the same heath as the Golnoe. They can change size at will. They embody the style and mannerisms of the court of Henry VIII of England. When they feel hate, they turn black. When they feel bloodlust, they turn red. When they are happy, they turn golden. They struggle to feel more than one emotion at a time. They have always been solitary fae. They are led by their lady, Juno, the strongest of their kind. They also have power over the four elements, fire, water, wind, and earth. As a little bonus, let's look at the translation of sprite into Afrikaans. Groene fee. This is of my own making. I hope that you have enjoyed your first episode of the Fairies and Folklore Podcast and that you have learned something new about fairies. Remember that you can get a transcript of this episode in the description. If you're new to the podcast, why not go and grab your free copy of Unseen, the second book in the fairy tale series, on my website, renaldemythmaker.com. Loads of folklore, magic, and danger await. Take care.